Quebec Act, 1774. The Quebec Act was enacted at a time when the 13 colonies were asking for fairer treatment from Britain. Some Americans went further and demanded outright independence. The British feared that this independence fever might spread to Quebec. To prevent this from happening, Westminster pursued a policy of gaining support of French Canada in the approaching conflict. The Quebec Act essentially continued where Murray and Carleton left off. Below are the most important provisions of the Act as taken directly from Douglas Baldwin's book, Revolution, War, and the Loyalists. Firstly, Quebec would receive no representative assembly, no elected assembly. That is, government would not be elected. Instead, the colony would be controlled by an appointed governor who himself would appoint wealthy French, the seigneurs, and English citizens, likely business people, to a council of advisors. They would make laws for the colony. Secondly, British criminal law with the trial by jury would replace French criminal law. French law would be applied to all civil matters such as business and property rights, and likely British criminal law would apply in the case of like murder and theft and such things. Thirdly, the seigneurial system of landholding would be preserved. Seigneurs would continue to collect their rents. However, people could own private property now, as was the case in the British system if they chose. Fourthly, freedom of religious practice would be granted to both Catholics and Protestants. And Catholics, just as Murray had established in violation of the proclamation, they could be judges, lawyers, and jurors. But now it just wasn't Murray making it up. It was like, it was written down. It was in writing. Now, the Roman Catholic Church could collect tithes from its members as well. Fifthly, Quebec's boundaries were enlarged to include the Ohio Valley region. This basically doubled or tripled the size of Quebec's landmass. And sixthly, no white people would be allowed to settle in the lands designated for Aboriginal peoples. This, of course, would be all the land west of the Proclamation Line of 1763. And you might imagine that the Americans were not all that pleased with the Quebec Act.